Well, Master's Call family, it's time for us to go to the Lord in prayer. So would you all join me? This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And let us lift up God in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have given us. We thank you for each and every gracious thing that you're doing in our lives. We thank you that we know that wherever we go, goodness and mercy shall always follow us. That you love us, that you protect us, that you lead us, and you guide us. Lord, we ask today that you should watch over each and every caller on this line, every family member. God, remember all of those that are dealing with bereavement. Give them peace in their hearts, Lord Jesus. We ask you to watch over the leaders of this call, Pastor Vanessa and Pastor P.K. Roberts. We thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful to their yes to start this call so that each and every morning we can get up and worship you, God, in word and in truth. We thank you for the company of artists' life, God, that brought each and every one of us together. God, we ask you to keep your anointing hands over this company. Continue to grow and bless this company. Continue to bless those that are associated with this company. God, give them the strength to go out and share not only the products, the wonderful products, but your word. God, we ask you to keep your hand about us. Keep us covered under your blood. Keep us ever lifted up and keep us wholly bold that we go out and share your word. We ask you to watch over the speaker, God. Speak through them this morning. Give us a rhema word, something that we can feed on and stay strong and keep in our heart. The word says, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I shall never sin against thee. God, we ask you to anoint the speaker, pour out of them what you have for us, speak through them, and then replenish them, Lord, so that they will be ever able to go back and continue to deliver your word clearly to the people. Now we ask each and every one on this call to have open ears and a receiving heart to receive your word. And this we ask in your matchless mighty name, O God. We thank you, we praise you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank each and every one of you this morning for joining us. Again, I am Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis. I love, love, love each and every one of you. I am now going to turn this call over to the host so that we can go in, get a few announcements, and receive what thus says the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Minister Brenda. Take it away. God bless.
Amen. God bless you, sister, and thank you for so cordially greeting and seating everyone this morning. I tell you so graciously, and just reading that Psalms, that version of 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth, and we will magnify the Lord together. Amen, and thank you for that powerful prayer. Well, this is Minister Brenda from the Gulf Coast of Mississippi in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Jackie, say thank you and welcome to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. And I tell you, it's such a blessing to have each and every one of you on the call. And if this is your first time, let me give you just a little briefing of how this call started. And it did start back in October, actually on the 25th of 2010, by two dynamic and appointed, anointed women of God. And they are none other than our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our mother eagle. And I tell you, these blessed women of God have done such wondrous works, continuing this call each and every Monday through Friday here for all of us to come together and just give God glory together. Now, the scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we also have a website, and we're so excited because this, we're celebrating, getting ready to celebrate our 6th year. And if you get a chance to go back there, you'll see some directives where we are definitely in, we're praying and fasting for God to do mighty things, not only in each of every one of our lives, but also in our businesses, as well as for the T, the Master's Call itself. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, what I love is like the theme that we have for this year, and it is through me in 2016. Through me, God's glory is being seen. Praise God. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter such as Minister Jackie did, or a host, which is what I'm doing, or you may even have a word from the Lord, we definitely want to hear it. Send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, because we definitely want to pray with you and give God glory with you. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, we are, many of us are part of a phenomenal company called Artist Life, which stemmed from Artist International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. And we are so grateful that we have the wonderful products, I say the best products on this side of heaven, that are helping people get healthy again. Now, we have a call that comes up right after this call called the New Morning Motivational Call, and it is 712-770-4005. Today is Healthy Wednesday, I call it, Healthy Wednesday. So you'll get some information, some wonderful information on health. And I don't know yet what our topic is, but I'll probably let you know at the end of the call. That number again is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, 294-617-POUND. 617-POUND, and you'll hear such great information from our wonderful Diamond Presidents, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. Now, we also are getting ready for the Evolution Conference in Miami, Florida, which will be held October 21st through the 23rd. The tickets are still $99, you guys. Get your tickets today at events.artistlife.com. events.artistlife.com. $99, can't beat it. And the rooms are only $89 per night at the Miami Airport Marriott. So go in your back office and get that today. Now, I know you're ready to hear from the Lord, and so am I. We have a dynamic woman of God, and she's definitely no stranger to this call because she is one of our co-founders. We are so proud and thankful that God has sent her to us. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, an alumni of Alcorn State University out of Lorman, Mississippi. And I tell you, she's earned a Master of Divinity degree in psychology. She's got a Doctorate of Humanities from the Panama City Theological Seminary in Panama City, Florida. She has become a chaplain in Atlanta, Georgia, in Rucker, Alabama, Saudi Arabia, Fort Stewart, Fort Jordan, Georgia. She is a woman of God who has stood firm on what God says. She has gone through many situations. Her assignment has been in the military as well as her civil duties has been enormous all over the world. And I thank God that she was married to a phenomenal man of God, Elijah, of 35 years, and he went home to be with the Lord. And I tell you, she has carried on the mantle that he and she had together. They have two beautiful children, Elisha Jr. and Devola, and they have 5 grandchildren. She is a woman who has founded the Joy Retreat in Monticello, Mississippi. She is standing firm on what God is doing in her life from coast to coast to border to border. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than the dynamic, the woman of God, anointed and appointed, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Can you hear me, my dear Sister Brenda?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Good morning. Thank you so very, very much. I appreciate you. Give God the glory today. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am just totally amazed at the quality of people that God has surrounded us with here at this TMC call. I also say happy anniversary month to each and every one of you. And I thank you, Sister Jackie, for greeting and opening us up this morning. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, God bless you. I thank you and I love you. We both know that we could never have accomplished this mission had it not been for the great people that the Lord has sent here to assist us with this job. The thing that I am realizing as I am listening to these debates and having a little more interest into this political electoral such activity this year. I never, you know, being in the military, we just had to take whatever came our way. We could vote, but we couldn't talk and that sort of thing. We couldn't participate in the political arena. But this year, I'm kind of speaking out a little bit more. But what I'm realizing is that without a team, success we are not going to acquire success. And so one thing that we have had here on this prayer call that I really, really appreciate so much is the team of prayer warriors. And I thank you all so much for this. I must admit that this has not been easy had it not been for Dr. Vanessa and her persistence. And I give her the credit for the success of this program and for all that we are experiencing. But this morning when I woke up at 4:30, I'm telling you, I was real, really excited, got super fantastically happy about the fact that I was to speak to you this morning and that there is a call for me to speak on. So I say to Dr. V again this morning, I thank you, I love you, and I appreciate you. The other thing that I like about this call, you guys, is the fact that God shows how different he made all of us. We are all different, and all the way down to our fingerprints and the number of hairs on our head, and so is our ministry. And so when I get on in the morning, I don't ever know what I'm going to really get when it comes to the speaker. The rest of the program is you know, really kind of organized. But when our speakers come on, it just makes my heart happy to see how God has made us so differently. And one thing that I think that I have a little different about me that I like about me, because most many people can't do it, is the transparency that I bring in my word and my testimony. And every time I bring a message, I bring a little some of myself to share with you. Because the word of God says that we overcome by the words of our testimony. And so my message this week and throughout this month, as I'm sharing not only with you, but with people who are coming here to the Joy Retreat Center and that sort of thing, will share P.K. Roberts and what God has done through me, with me, and making his word come alive in me. And so you all, as some of you know, last month on the 23rd of September, I went to visit my son in Colorado Springs, Colorado, to celebrate his 40th birthday. And while I was there, I got a pressing in my spirit to go back to Garden Inn, the facility that we were living in prior to when my husband died. And so when I went there, I didn't exactly know what the experience was going to feel like or look like, but I knew that God was doing something because I could feel the spiritual pressing in my back. Have you been there before? Well, when I got there, I walked in. It felt a little strange, you know, but I was greeted with what I call was an angel from the Lord. And she says, "Honey, are you waiting on somebody?" And I said, "No." And yes, I am. I'm waiting on me. And she said, "Well, sometimes waiting on you is the hardest wait of all." And she says, "You know, this morning," and I believe this is the message that I was supposed to get. She said, "This morning I had breakfast with six other ladies, and they were 90 years and older." She said, "I'm 93. And we were just sitting around and talking. And so when I look at you and I see how young and beautiful you are, I'm just wondering, what are you doing here?" And I said, "I came back here because this is where we were when my husband died." She went on to share a story then about her life and that sort of thing. It was a very nice visit, but it was a way that God put closure on a book of my life that it's time to just close. And my question to you this morning is, what are you dealing with in your life? What issues are you dealing with that you should have put closure on? The subject of the title of my message comes from my pastor. I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Bishop Deshaun Toler of the South Spring Hill Missionary Baptist Church here in Monticello, Mississippi. He is absolutely phenomenal. And it is as if God did that for me in Colorado, brought me back to Mississippi for him to get up and preach the message. It's over. It's over. And the scripture that we come from is Exodus 12 and 1. "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month, you all, October, shall be unto you the beginning of months." This month, October, shall be the beginning of you, the beginning of months. "It shall be the first month of the year to you." Say out loud, "It's over." I keep seeing Sister Charlie from Texas in my spirit, jumping up in my spirit, and I thank God for you and your faithfulness and how God has just rocked you steady. You have been here, and I hear your voice coming across this line each and every morning, and God says to tell you that he rewards faithfulness. God is a God who sees and knows all things, and he is going to reward you for what you have done, so, and are doing. It is over. It is over. What is over? Whatever that it is in your life that has been holding you and carrying you around and around in a circle. You see, the thing that you need to understand, especially dealing with your business in Artist International, is until you are delivered from that which is carrying you around in a circle, there can never be any development in your life. That you cannot develop and grow this business until you are completely delivered from what is causing your mind to be all messed up. The thing that was causing me to be messed up was the thing was the issue of grief. Grief is no joke, you guys. I'm here to tell you it's not. Because, you see, I went from one grieving situation to the next, and the last one I had was in the February with my niece, 17 years old, went to the dentist, had a tooth problem, and wound up dead just 3 years ago. I mean, 3 months later. So I'm here to tell you that this grief situation can really cause you some problems. And I believe that after 60, we're going to experience a lot of death and grief, and we should come up with and understand a strategy on how to deal with grief so that we can share it with others. And so we're going to get into that on a later date. But let's look at the month of October. October is beautiful here in Mississippi. The leaves are falling. The temperatures are falling. Sister Brenda, Queen, Mississippi, Mississippi Queen, I know you're glad that these temperatures are falling. I know that I am. There is a falling away of things that lets us know that what we have been in is over if we allow it to fall to the ground, die, and come up as something else. Say it's over. I don't care if it happened 10 years ago or if it happened just 10 minutes ago. The truth of it is, once it has happened, it's over, whether you embrace the fact that it's over and finished and move forward, or whether you keep going around and around in a circle with it. The fact of it is, it's still over. Let's look at change. Most of us don't like the change. Most of us want things to remain the same. But in life, I have learned, you all, the only thing that remains the same is change. We must embrace change in order for us to receive the newness that God has for you. And as any of you who have heard me preach know, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is what? Isaiah 43:18. Behold, I am doing a new thing in you. Behold, God is doing a new thing in Addis International. Oh, my goodness. And when God gets ready to do something new, sometimes it doesn't feel so good. Sometimes when you buy a pair of new shoes, they don't feel comfortable when you first put your feet in them. Hey, glory to God. But if you wear those shoes just a little while, they're going to form to your feet, and after a while you're going to say, look at my slides. I don't want to go anywhere without them. We just wear them all the time. There's a pair of shoes that I preach in all the time. They have the little heel on them just the way I want them. They fit just the way but I've worn those shoes for a while. They fit just right. There are some things in our lives that we must, when we put them on new, must realize that they may pitch just a little bit right now, but it's going to be all right after a while. Why? Because that old thing is already over. How can we go forth with our lives and with this new thing and recognizing that it's over and embrace it being over? I have 2 minutes, and I'm just going to give you the points. I'm not going to run through them with you. The very first point is we must admit that it's over. And I keep saying it so that you can admit it. Ooh, y'all, it's so hard to admit that it's over when it's something that you have loved, when it's something that made you feel good, when it's something that you really enjoyed. But if it's over, it's just over. You got to admit it and move on. It's over. You can't be like Pharaoh, who was foolish in his dealing with Moses. Moses tried to tell him from the very beginning, Pharaoh, this thing is over. You got to let these children go. But he would not admit it, you guys. And it was a problem for him. Hey, glory to God. Number two, trust God that it's over. Trust God that it's over. Trust God in the process of it being over. You got to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't be stubborn like Pharaoh was. He was just stubborn. Some of us are just stubborn, just hardening our heart, want to make something be that will never be again. It's over. It's over. And I trust God that it's over. Number three, acceptance is the toughest part. I cried, but tears won't bring nothing back or bring life to anything. It is a cleansing process. Yes, it is. It's a part of the process to cleanse us. But accept that it's over. Accept means to see things clearly. Ask God to drop the scales from your eyes so that you can see. And stop your ears so that you can hear. And accept what it is that you must accept. Put the past in the past. Live in the presence. Accept what God is doing for you and preparing you for the future. Oh, my God, I tell you the truth. I'm looking forward to what God is going to do down at the conference in Orlando, in Miami, for Artists International. I am looking forward to what God is going to do as he is lifting and raising up leaders and bringing us and connecting us with super fantastic leaders who really understand the importance of health and wellness. And we put God first, health and wellness second, and the money is just going to come and it's going to really be all right. Health and wealth really belongs to us. It is the bread for the children of God, and get yourself positioned so that you can receive it and you can share it with somebody else. I love you this morning, TMC family. I thank God that you loved me through a tough, tough situation in my life, and I am here for you. I'm here praying for you. I'm here loving up on you, and I believe that God has something super fantastic for you. It's back to you, my dear Minister Brenda. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you for letting us know that we got to let it go. The old stuff, we got to let it go. When it's over, it's over. Amen, amen,
amen.
I tell you, we're looking for that second half of that, Dr. P.K. Amen. Well, we give God glory, and I tell you, I know you're going to want to hear this message again, so I'll let you know how to listen to that. But let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the awesome God that you are. And, Lord, we say, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for placing us on this earth for such a time as this, Lord God, that your glory will be seen. We thank you, Father, for this powerful message this morning, Lord, that you allowing us to hear, Father, with our own ears, that we got to let it go. When it's over, it's over. But, Lord, we know when you let one thing go, Father God, you're starting something new in each and every one of us. So we thank you, Father, for this woman of God who have diligently let us know, Father God, that we have to release and we have to stay at the horns of the altar. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God that you pour, that have poured into us, Lord God. So we ask that you pour virtues of love, joy, peace, Lord God, all that she needs, Father, goodness, mercy, Father. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Bless her household, Father God. Bless everything that pertains to her, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. We thank you for her healing, Father, from the top of her head to the soles of her very feet. We glorify you, Father, for each and every individual on this call. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that we, your people, who are called by your name, will humble ourselves before you. We will turn from our wicked ways. We will seek your face, O God, and we will allow you, your spirit, to rule and reign in each and every one of us. We thank you, Father, for blessing each person on this call. Father God, we thank you for those that are going through bereavement, Lord. Bless Lucy and her family, Lord God. Minister to Pastor Lavona and her family, oh God. We thank you, Father, for comforting them like never before in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, those that are sick, like that going through, Father, we thank you, Father, for anointing Kendra, Father, just touch her body, Father God. Thank you for restoring her like never before, Lord God. We thank you, Father, because it's done not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. And we glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this message again, and I tell you, I'm asking you to continue to pray for our conference, the Evolution Conference that's coming up in Miami. But let me give you this playback number, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 712-432-1085. 857-677-#. And our conference, the Evolution Conference, please get your tickets for $99 at events.artistlife.com. And also, if you're interested in participating in the church service, yes, we're having church service that Sunday. So please get with Dr. Vanessa by sending an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Now, also, we have our Awareness Wednesday coming up. We want you to tune in. We didn't get a topic, but I know it's going to be good because Queen Victoria brings it every Wednesday. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-#. Well, I say thank you again, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning, and thank you for praying for us. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for being such an awesome woman of God, for being so profound in his wisdom and in his love. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You were breaking up. Okay, now
okay,
I can hear you.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to remind us that the fact that this is Cancer Awareness Month, and yes, my husband did die from cancer, and we also would like to continue praying for those who are experiencing the Hurricane Matthews. And as we are in our place here, I'm looking out my window, and it is absolutely beautiful here. Recognize that somebody is in the midst of a storm, but the storm will be over after a while. Father, as we leave this call, we leave not your presence. We thank you and we praise you, God, and we believe you for a super fantastic day as you assist us, support us, and love us as we close the door, the book, the whatever, and walk into the newness of Christ. This is our prayer, and everybody say amen, amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye.